From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan was proclaimed the winner early today of Sunday's election that ushers in a governmental system granting the president sweeping new powers. Some people have complained the election was rigged. Observers such as the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were on hand. The leader of the OSCE mission, Ignacio Sanchez Amor, says he heard a Turkish news agency portraying the OSCE mission as biased.
We are very disappointed because I think they are trying to portray us and to dismiss our work, and we regret a lot to have this piece. It's simply not true. It's a fabrication. It's a complete fabrication.
More than 59 million Turkish citizens, including 3 million expatriates, were eligible to vote in Sunday's election. Protests continuing over separating detained children and their illegal migrant parents at the U.S. border. President Trump has said open borders let in criminals like the MS-13 gang.
Our issue is strong borders, no crime. Their issue is open borders, let MS-13 all over our country. That's what's going to happen if you listen to them.
Mr. Trump says immigration is a good election issue for Republicans who are hoping the fall election to maintain control of Congress over the Democrats. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari calling for calm and vowing to bring about responsibility to justice in all for the nearly 90 people killed in an attack by suspected nomadic herders targeting farming communities. Clashes have left thousands dead in recent decades and threatened to inflame ethnic and religious tensions. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis will be visiting China this week amid growing tensions between Washington and Beijing over China's policy on the South China Sea, U.S. sales of arms to Taiwan, and a looming trade war. Mattis told reporters Sunday he wants to take measure of China's strategic ambitions as it increases its military positions in disputed areas of the South China Sea. Atlantic Council Senior Fellow Robert Manning tells VOA these meetings for Mattis come at a crucial time.
I think the proximity of U.S.-Chinese forces in the South China Sea has led to a number of near clashes. More recently, there were reports of Chinese using lasers to disrupt American planes. So I think there's a fundamental difference in norms and rules in terms of maritime behavior, and I think we need to sort those out.
Despite the thorny issue on the table, Mattis also hopes to secure China's support for pressuring North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons program, the key goal of the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un earlier this month. Singapore has revised what it spent on that Trump-Kemp summit, reporting a tab of $12 million as opposed to an earlier report of nearly $15 million. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong said most of the cost went toward the security for the two leaders. Lee said all of this cost is his country. He's willing to pay to contribute to a meeting that was in Singapore's profound interest. Saudi Arabia state media says the kingdom's air defenses have intercepted two ballistic missiles fired over the capital from Yemen, where Saudi-led coalition forces are at war. Yemen's Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have fired more than 100 missiles at Saudi Arabia in the last 3 years as the kingdom's carried out airstrikes against the group. This war has killed at least 10,000 Yemeni civilians. Meantime, U.S. aid agencies are ramping up humanitarian operations in Yemen's port city of Hodeidah. A spokesman for the U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lerke, says his agencies are deeply worried about the civilians caught in the middle of the conflict.
If malnutritional support from humanitarian partners is disrupted, it risks the lives of almost 100,000 children. Hodeidah was also one of the epicenters of last year's cholera outbreak, one of the worst in modern history.
Port of Hodeidah is a vital lifeline for people throughout the country. And the entire police force in a western Mexican town, Ocampo, have been detained on suspicion of involvement in the murder of a mayoral candidate. So far, 100 politicians in this year's election have been murdered. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.